Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here, so much more importantly, author and activist and so much more, a trailblazer in her own right. And we've spoken to her several times. We encourage everyone to binge listen to everything that we've done. Go to iHeartRadio.com and get the ball rolling with listening. It doesn't have to be in any particular order, but Barbara Randall Clark is our very special guest, and she's a wonderful author and biographer of her late great husband, and we're thrilled here once again to be with trailblazer herself, Barbara Randall Clark. Barbara, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
Well, you missed a hurricane, and thank God, or it missed you, I should say. You know, you didn't miss it; it missed you, and you're grateful to that, I'm sure.
I am indeed, but we are truly blessed.
Yeah, and you're in the Carolinas down there. Where exactly, again? You know, roughly, where are you? What's your geographic location? What's the city?
I'm in Orangeburg, South Carolina, and that's between Charleston and Columbia.
Yeah, and by the way, a hotbed of action down there in the 60s, especially, you know, before that in the 50s, and we've discussed this quite often about the horrible nature of people. And that had to deal, African-American people specifically, that had to deal with the prejudice and had to deal with the inequalities that were going on down there, whether it was using a certain bathroom and not being allowed to use others, and water fountains, and going into certain places of business. And there were Americans that were not allowed to use certain restaurants and stores. It was just unbelievable. And you were taught properly as a young girl from your grandmother and from your aunts that, look, you've got to survive down here. So this is where you go. This is where you don't go. And just a very practical way of approaching it.
Right.
Now, let me ask you this. What do we have to do now? Obviously, things are much better. We had, wonderful 8 years with President Obama. And he changed forever the idea that a black man will never be elected president. And his family was wonderful. No scandals, you know, just all positives, no negatives. And you know people are watching every little move, you know, any president makes. But certainly people were watching, and a lot of racists out there were watching every little move that President Obama made. And they were hoping that he or the family would mess up. And they just didn't. There was no mess up there. That being said, there's still a lot of work to be done. There's still inequalities out there. What would you like to see change in your lifetime and in your children's lifetime and all the generations that come after? What would you like to see changed in America as far as race relations?
Well, I think I would like to see the positive things that President Obama did remain in place or be returned, the ones that have been cut out or tried to be dismissed. And we know that the longer the race, the greater the stress.
Yeah.
But you have to be positive even with all of the undoings and the negative things that have come about in the last 2.5 years.
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to turn back the clock and change, many of the policies, and it's just basically
right.
to appease the folks
want influence.
Yeah, right. That they want a certain constituency that. The current administration is trying to please, and I guess all presidents do that. But again, it seems that for no good reason on certain policies, no matter what, If President Obama put it in, let's take it out. Let's change that. And in their minds, let's correct that. Or let's just demolish whatever progress was made. Frank McKay here, much more importantly. Barbara Randall Clark is our very special guest. Of course, this is all subjective, but many people will look back and say, yeah, they're just, here's another Obama policy that that is being taken out, and here's another one that is being taken out. You know, I'm waiting for the people on the opposite, the anti-Obama people to say, you know what, this really was a good policy, or this one was a good policy, you know, let's keep this
right.
one. And, you know, and the same thing goes for, you know, the next president after. Oh, here's a policy we can agree with. Let's this is good for the people. But it doesn't seem that's the case. It seems let's discredit the past person who was there. And that goes on, you know, with a lot of presidents. But it seems like it's happening more often with Obama.
Yes, it is. And the people don't seem to understand that you support the good things anyway, but they don't want to support anything, and did not support him for 8 years, but he still did good, and we're still proud of him and his family.
What do you think we'll be like as a country 20 years from now? I know it's hard to answer, but do you think that ultimately we'll be the type of nation that works together and doesn't see race and doesn't see skin color as a difference, and we're just going to kind of all blend together and work together? Do you see it as that, or do you think there'll always be that divide?
Well, you can hope that that would happen, because that would be wonderful.
You know, there was a writer who came over here, and I think it was Napoleon III from France sent him over, and his name was de Tocqueville. And I don't know, you know, I've never read his writing or whatever, but when he reported back to France, he said and this is in the 1800s, and he said it's an amazing country, what's going on over there, and it's certainly it's a big experiment. The one thing that I can't get my finger on is that this would be the first country ever that has races really working together, but living in the same space. And he said, it's you know, it's questionable how that'll work. In other words, black people and white people. Now, this is for the most part freed slaves that he was, you know, all of them were free slaves or folks that came from the Caribbean or folks, you know, but they were, here we are, a nation of people that look differently. And now, of course, we have folks Hispanic, and they have a different look, and people from Eastern Europe, they have, you know, a little bit of a different look, and they Asia, obviously, there's a difference there. So we're blending together, and my hope is that one day everyone's just going to kind of, you know, that's the normal that we see. It's all of this. Do you still see prejudice down there? You're in the South, and I don't want to say the deep South, but, you know, South Carolina is there, and it's a beautiful state, and there's a lot of New Yorkers down there, and a lot of Eastern folks that are used to, you know, like a different type of living. Do you still see prejudice where you live?
Of course. We see it, but it's less and less negative. And we hope that people will think and act differently than being associated with people who are extremely prejudiced. And if we don't work together soon and attend to climate change, none of us will be here anyway. So we got to stop thinking negative and to live more positive. But it's not happening. Sometimes you think that it's worse than it was when it was slavery, or when it was just slavery releasing.
Now, when you were growing up, you must have known children or grandchildren of slaves, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
My grandmother was the daughter of a person who was in slavery.
Wow.
In fact, his my grandfather was, I believe, one of the men who owned the slaves, because his twin sister looked just like a white person, but she was very dark. Dark. My grandmother was dark, but they were twins, and she had sisters who were real light, like white people.
Have you ever done your DNA? Have you ever done like a family search or genealogy investigation?
Well, I was doing a search with my younger brother, but he died, so a lot of that information was lost, because our aunts and some of the grandmothers, grand cousins, or whatever you want to call them, refused to talk about it because, you know, it was mixed. But that was just the norm then.
Yeah, that's amazing. So your great grandfather was a slave.
Mm-hmm. My great grandmother was a slave.
Wow.
The grandfather, well, the one who birthed her children were white.
Wow, you know what a history, and just right here in America, you know, great grandmother is not a long distance. It really isn't.
No, it is.
You never met her, right? You never met your great grandmother?
No. I knew my grandmother.
Right.
But my great-grandmother, she passed before I was old enough to understand what was going on.
It was the grandmother who raised you, and let me remind everyone, Barbara Randall Clark, wonderful biographer of Dr. Clark, her husband, and we'll talk about him in a little bit, but that's fascinating. The grandmother who raised you, is she the one whose mother was a slave, or your other grandmother?
No, she's the one.
Wow. So you were raised by the daughter of a slave?
Yes.
Wow. Right? I mean, it's just, I didn't even think that. I mean, that's, what did she tell you about slavery? Was it talked about much?
Oh, yes. And she was very, you know, wise for her, for being the daughter of a slave, but she was not a slave. But her mother was a slave.
Did she talk about what her childhood was like?
Sometimes, but, you know, we were young, and we don't remember all of the things she spoke about. But, yes, we talked about it. Some of our aunts did not want to talk about it because they knew that it was mixed in. And it was just not all of the things that we needed to know and should have known about it. They didn't want to talk about it. I think that's why we never had too many family reunions. But everybody blended in, and we knew that something had to happen with some who looked like white and the rest of us were dark or darker.
Yeah, it's really,
they were all smart.
You know, it's really it's an amazing world. You know, think about the evils of slavery. I mean, and you don't even know where to begin, you know, with how horrific this is. And by the way, there's still slavery in the world, which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you know, in places like Indonesia, here in America, there's people that get in trouble for having slaves, and people that are indentured servants, and they're keeping them. But you know, think about it. Back then, it was legal. It was a way of life. It was their peculiar institution, is what they called it. and this terrible thing. But here's another evil, is that it kept families from knowing their histories, and it kept families from getting together, almost like it was something to be ashamed of. I mean, you did nothing wrong. Your family did nothing wrong, and the children and the slaves, certainly they were the victims. But can you imagine?
Right.
You imagine people not wanting together because there was some, you know, there were some that were white and some that were black. Amazing. Do you know anything about the how your great grandmother was released from slavery? Was it after the war, and she just became emancipated, or was there any kind of escape, or was there any kind of purchase, or what was the?
I think that the children that were born to that couple were not treated as if they should work in the fields or whatever. They were mostly working in the house or treated, you know, given property and just treated differently, because they were the children of the slave owners. But my aunts and cousins that were older than us did not want to talk about that phase of our life. And that's why they didn't have family reunions. But you find out things, you know, just from association.
Wow.
Times when they would, when the whites would take a black man out and lynch him, and invite all of the people, the white children, would come and look at it and laugh about it. But we were kept away from that kind of thing as best we could.
My gosh, what a history we have in this country, and it's the greatest country, known to man. But what a disgraceful past we have in slavery, and you know, the treatment of the Native Americans, horrendous, and you know, the genocide there. But the treatment of the black person in mm-hmm. this country has been just disgraceful. Trailblazer, the journey of black physicist Carl Oliver Clark. Dr. Clark was the husband, the late great husband of our guest today, Barbara Randall Clark, and she is the author of that wonderful book. Everyone's got to get it. Trailblazer, the journey of black physicist Carl Oliver Clark, and Frank McKay here with author Barbara Randall Clark. Barbara, what about what about Dr. Clark? Did he have slavery in his history?
Well, he had a lot of mixed relatives, mixed people in his family. But he was more, I don't think they had too many slaves, because his grandfather was a postman. And they were very mixed, you know, as far as color.
Yeah, it's, you know, it complicates families, complicates the histories. And again, the evils of slavery just never end. I mean, the generations, there are generations now that don't know who their families are, because people are, you know, I don't know, in some ways ashamed to talk about it. I you know, again, I guess it's easy talking, you know, from a white man here, but I would never be ashamed of anything, you know, like that. This was the circumstances that the victim, the fact that the family survived. And look at you, you're an author and you're an educated woman and you're an educator, and you married a trailblazing man. And, you know, I mean, this is a great story. You know, a much greater story than if you were some kind of royal, highness that inherited, everything she had from generations after generations. You know, like we see the royal family, and in England. I'm not impressed, but I'm very impressed when I meet someone like you, who has overcome so much. And and talking about Dr. Carl Oliver Clark, trailblazer for sure, both of them. I want to thank you once again for sharing all of this. This is just Barbara, just wonderful. And congratulations on all your success and the book and everything else.
Well, thank you. It's been a joy to talk to you.
Barbara Randall Clark, everyone, has been our very special guest. Binge listen to everything that we're doing here and go to iHeartRadio.com and listen to all the shows. Trailblazer, the Journey of Black Physicist Carl Oliver Clark is the name of the book, and everyone's got to get it. Barbara Randall Clark is his widow and his biographer and a trailblazer in her own right, an educator, and just really an amazing career. She's the great-granddaughter of a slave. How about that? And not bad. Somehow I think she's looking down on you and looking and being very, very happy about where her her genes went and where her generation following her had success. So, thankful to talk to you. Barbara Randall Clark, once again, has been our very special guest. Thank you, Barbara.
Oh, thank you. And my daughter is determined she's going to make a movie of his life. She's a good one to talk to you.
Yeah, well, I would like to talk to her as well. Trailblazer, the Journey of Black Physicist Carl Oliver Clark is our very special, the author is our very special guest, Barbara Randall Clark. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.